The speaker was unabashed about her position. "I'm a woman of colour," she began, her big gold hoops swaying as she spoke. She wore her black blazer open, revealing a tiny gold cross and a t-shirt emblazoned with a purple fist. "I'm a mom," she continued. "I'm a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional." I wasn't at an activist meeting or an academic conference where such declarations would have been familiar. I was lying on my couch, just like the minimalist clothing ads that are the price of streaming TV. It was as though she had been handpicked for me. I had clearly triggered the woke millennial category in the algorithm, and this content was my eerie reward. "I'm unapologetically me," she continued. "I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are." And then I realized who she unapologetically was. A strategist for the CIA. I was watching a recruitment video for the CIA. At the start of the video, she had all the trappings of a contemporary feminist icon. And I don't just mean the political t-shirt. She was there to break the rules, defy expectations. Her shirt had a fist on it, but she was there to give the finger to anyone who thought she couldn't be tough as nails and a mom. Women refusing to fall into line, we are told, will change the world. In this book, I call the idea that feminism is a fight against social restrictions, the restriction myth. Of course, restriction can be a tool of patriarchy. You need only get on the bus and see how many men happily occupy two seats to realize that sexism is sometimes literally confining you. But to reduce sexism to a set of restrictions, especially social restrictions on individuals, is to court various kinds of political danger. Our society's system of restrictions produces winners and losers, and this is the thing we need to see. The restriction myth has also drawn us into political strategies that undermine our attempts to fix this problem. We need to fix an unequal system. But if oppression is the same thing as restriction, then everyone is oppressed.